Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning, right here in Alabama's best mix, Mix 106.5. That's Maverick City Music. Promises, and doesn't our God give us a promise? What a way to start the show. I hope you enjoy the next 2 hours as we sit down for the best of praise and worship and contemporary music. But before we do all of that, because we do have a special guest in the studio this morning, but before we do all of that, let's take a step back and let's open this show in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity, Lord, that you've given me, Lord, that through my voice, Lord, through Brother Eddie's voice, through the music, Lord, that you will touch someone, Lord, to greater your kingdom. Lord, thank you for our listeners. Lord, I ask you to protect them, to guide them, to put a hedge of protection around them, and to call your legions of angels to guide their way. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. In the studio this morning, is it Brother Eddie Birchfield, Chaplain Eddie Birchfield? Got a thumbs up on Chaplain?
Chaplain, evangelist, ordained minister, man in love with God. Brother is perfect. Because being a part of the family of God is one of the greatest honors a man could ever have.
Amen. Well, we'll be back with more from Brother Eddie Birchfield right here on Mix Sunday Morning. The Worship Coalition, good, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. In the Toyota of Sylacauga studio, I have Brother Eddie Birchfield. Thank you for taking the time to come in the cool, because I met you and your ministry right now is not indoors. It's called sign language. And that's really how the Lord brought this all about. But that's just a piece of you. Explain to our listeners, who is Brother Eddie Birchfield?
That is a complicated question, amen. But one that only God could unravel, amen. Because I am a man that's been born again 47 years as of June the 8th, 1975. God moved in my life. I was a drug user, a drug pusher, cocaine, smoke dope. I was arrested in 73. I was playing in nightclubs. I've done a bunch of things that's wrong. Didn't know anything about God, but when he moved in June the 8th, 1975, on a Sunday night, God changed my life.
Amen.
And I haven't had a desire for cocaine, smoke dope since that time. Been Pentecostal, saved Church of God of Prophecy. I've been going after God. Because I didn't know anything, wasn't raised in church, didn't know anything about God, but when he changed my life, I can't praise him enough, and I want somebody else. I pushed the drugs, and I pushed the sin, but when God moved in and I got born again, I'm not going to push sin anymore. I'm going to push the Savior, the Forgiver, the one that gives grace. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I'm overdosed on the Holy Ghost. I'm a happy man. Amen.
Amen.
And I used to think, well, you had to be happy in sin. That's the only way I knew that you could explain life is doing what you wanted to do. But when we get saved, we get off the throne. He gets on the throne. We kneel at the throne, and we look up, and he gives us life, and he gives it to us abundantly. And I can't help but be happy, and my desire, I do a lot of different ministries. I do jail and prison, hospital and churches. I do the street ministry. I'm involved in many other areas of chaplaincy, with the fire department in Chelsea and different areas that I do chaplain work too, which is a different ministry. It's a more of a a ministry of presence. But the sign language has turned into a great encouraging thing, because back in March of 2020, when everything shut down, I said, Lord, what can I do? And the Lord said, make a sign and wave it about and advertise me. And that was March 31st, 2020 was my first day. And so far, it's 543 days of waving a sign.
Wow.
And people have pulled over for prayer and honks and waves. And not everybody's been nice. I can't tell you all the time, because they've been some ugly show up. But, you know, they'll reap what they sow. Well, we all will.
Yes, sir, we will.
And so I'll just smile and wave at them anyway. And I wave them, come up, pull over. You don't know me. Apparently, you don't know God.
Yes, sir.
And my desire, my focus, Brother Greg, if I had any way to describe me, it would be a man on fire for God wanting to turn somebody else, that they can be on fire for God, that they in turn could turn somebody else on to God. And it just go on and on and on and on. And if there's any good about me, it's by God, for God. And I give him praise.
Amen. I'll tell you what, we'll get back to music right now, and we'll be back with more of Brother Eddie Burchfield right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Now coming up, We the Kingdom, Holy Water. That's Cody Carnes, Nothing Else, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Greg Wyckoff, your host, and in studio with me, Brother Eddie Burchfield. Good morning, sir.
Praise the Lord, brother. Amen.
Well, we talked about your, in the last segment, about sign language, and it worked this week. I've been going around to different individuals asking if they knew you, but it was amazing that really they knew you physically, what you looked like, because they knew you were the guy standing out on 280.
Amen.
So, like you said, there are people that aren't the nicest.
Amen.
But in every one, the Lord is planting a seed. He's using you.
Thank you, Jesus.
To plant a seed. And when you put it on Facebook, look what happened. You planted a seed, and I saw it.
Praise the Lord.
And look what the Lord has done. It's not, this isn't my platform. This morning is the platform for Brother Eddie Burchfield to come tell us about the Lord. So thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was telling Brother Greg, everybody, I can't help but be excited. I know both sides of it. I've been a crook, and now I'm a Christian. And you can't mix it up. You know, I found out really what it was like to really be alive. Listen to this little poem. It's called, Are You Really Alive? There was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked. He never tried. He never sang. He never prayed. And when one day he passed away, his insurance was denied. For since he never really lived, they claimed he never really died. So the question I got to ask for you, are you really alive? I mean, you might be walking around. You might be breathing. You might be active. You might be famous. You might be talented. People may know you. But are you really alive? The only way we can really be alive is through the love of Jesus. And John 10:10, the scripture says, the thief, which is Satan, cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it abundant. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know both sides, and I'd rather be a Christian than anything I know Amen.
Amen. Because this world, everything out there, I call it the okay world, because now everything is okay. They're teaching our kids now that everything is okay. And you nailed it earlier when you said you had the happy life, but the joyful life, the joyful life is to be alive in the King.
That's right.
And we have to do everything, whether it's sign language, whether it's a radio show, whether it's, we have to be. And exactly, this is the amazing thing about this is one of the things you said, another one, we haven't been here very long, but like you said, you go to one to another and it has to be infectious. We have to be infectious for the Lord.
Amen.
And it's not to walk around and hit people on the heads with Bibles. It may take that for one, but it's to live the life, to walk the life, to talk the life Amen. For the King of Kings. Amen. And amen. Thank you for what you were doing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for the opportunity. And the desire, amen. People have desires for all manner of things, but my main desire, now I love to hunt and fish. I love to get outside, metal detect, throw horseshoes. I've never played golf except, the putt-putt golf, but I'm into frisbee golf. I love throwing a frisbee. But I'm 71. It's hard to find somebody to play with anymore. Amen. Amen. So last year when I turned 71, I jumped out of an airplane. I'm a 9-year military man. I was drafted during Vietnam. And so I never jumped out of a plane. So I wanted to jump out of a plane because my mama and my daddy both were World War II vets. Mama packed parachutes, and daddy was in the cavalry. Region and went to the Pacific conflict. And so anyway, I love the military and I love America, but mainly I love God. And America owes its life to God. And until America comes back to God, America will continue to go down. We need God.
We'll come back with more of that because I think you led us into our next segment. But right now it's Josh Baldwin, Evidence, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Mike Mayer, Because He Lives, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Greg Wyckoff, along with brother Eddie Birchfield in the studio. And what a song to get this segment started, Because He Lives.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, because he lives, we can live. And, I love the excitement of getting up in the morning and knowing this is the day the Lord hath made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I've got my first Bible was a little Gideon's New Testament that I was given. I graduated in high school in 68. 1968, after going to summer school 2 years in a row, I wasn't there, you see. But anyway, when I got home from getting saved, June the 8th, 1975, in my top drawer was a little Gideon New Testament that they gave us, the Gideons, in high school. Well, I never read it. I wasn't raised in church. I had no interest in God, no interest in spiritual anything. But when I got saved, it was a miracle. God, it felt like 1,000 pounds fell off my back. Well, in that little New Testament, it's got something the Gideons wrote. And you might have one, and you might check this out. But I have memorized this over the years. The Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy. Its precepts are binding. Its histories are true. Its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, comfort to cheer you. It's the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here, paradise is restored, heaven is open, and the gates of hell is closed. And Christ is its grand subject. Our good is designed, and the glory of God it's in. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It's a mind of wealth, a paradise of glory, and a river of pleasure. It's given you in life. It will be opened at the judgment and be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility. It will reward the greatest labor, and it will condemn all who trifle with its sacred contents. I love the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, let's get back to some music right now. Elevation Worship, Sea of Victory, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Phil Wickham, Great Things, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And Brother Eddie, what a song to start this segment off. Great Things.
Oh, praise God. How great is God. How great it is to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Free from the bondage of sin and crooked living. Amen.
Amen.
I tell them, you know, you can't run with the devil and walk with God at the same time. Amen.
You can't serve two masters.
It's like a bad Western. Amen.
Yes, sir.
There's not enough room in the town for both. Amen. So your soul, amen, must be wholly given unto God. Because I'm a holiness believer, and I believe without holiness, no man shall see God. And that's scripture, and scriptures are true, and I believe it. 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 773,692 words in the King James Bible, and I'm a King James man, amen.
Amen.
And so I've just been reading that all my life, and since I got saved, and I have no apologies about it. I love the good old King James book, amen. But read it, amen. It'll do you no good to sit on your coffee table. It'll be no good to tote it to church. Unless you read the Bible, you can't grow in your faith. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And so I do, I play guitar, been playing guitar since I was 12, and I sing, not real good, I'm just not real good preacher or anything, but I can love God real good.
Doesn't the Bible
great
say?
Is God.
Yeah, and doesn't the Bible say, it doesn't sing in an angelic voice, it says, with a joyful noise.
Oh, man, and that's it. That's the key. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I love the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Now, that fruit of the Spirit is all of one fruit. It's not many fruits. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such, there is no law. So far in America, you can do that. But there's other countries that, brother, you witness for God, you try to be an outward show for Christ, they'll put you in jail. They might even kill you
for
your faith. But if that was to come to pass, and they said, Brother Eddie, shut up or die, I said, well, go ahead, amen. Like Paul said, axeman, do your duty.
Yes, sir. We're going to get to one of my favorite songs. Brother Eddie, I played this week. I jumped on YouTube. There was just a time this week that was, you know, every day is not a mountain. Some days you're not in the valley, but you're not on top of the mountain. And I had to pull this song up, and it's Jen Johnson, Goodness of God, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning on a Father's Day, Brother Eddie. We failed to mention it so far, but it is a Father's Day, and I know I'm thankful for my father, for my grandfather, for showing me the way,
oh, amen.
For raising me in the way.
Praise the Lord.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. Amen. Well, you know, I wrote a poem. I've been writing poems for a long time. I've got a bunch of them. But Father's Day is a special day, and so this poem says, Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. There's plenty of us fathers everywhere. A dad is a hero. He stands 10 feet tall. All the little children believe my dad will never let me fall. Then they grow, and a change takes place. It seems a child takes an about face. This is a time for a dad to make sure of himself. It's time to take your Bible from your shelf. Standing tall and standing true is something a good dad must do. The worst thing a father can do is to abandon his child. So many that have done this have seen their children go wild. Dad, be a father more than their friend. Prepare your child to make it successful until the end.
Amen.
My daughter and son took me out last night to eat and for Father's Day. And my daughter gave me a whole stack of 12 American flags. And I've got flags. I got a flagpole. I'm just proud to be an American. And she knows I love that. And they gave me some cards. And we just laughed and we just talked about our raising and what God can do. The greatest thing in my life is now I have a Heavenly Father.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And when we pray that prayer in Matthew 6, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It ought to be more than just words. It's got to be from our heart. And so I say to God the Father, Happy Father's Day.
Amen. We're going to get you back for one more segment, Brother Eddie. Thank you, and thank you, dads out there. You know, Happy Father's Day to you. Get back to music. It's passion. There's nothing that our God can't do right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Brother Eddie, songs are just seems like they're being lined up for this show today because that last song was Chris Tomlin, Resurrection Power.
Praise the Lord.
Right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Well, we've got you for this last segment. We thank you for taking the time to drive up here to do the show. We're so blessed to have you. I'm blessed. I always say I have guests that need a star on the sidewalk out front, but you are my first guest that I have your autograph. You autographed a book for me. Words That Rhyme, Worth Your Time. Edward C. Birchfield, Faith-Based Inspirational Poetry. Thank you for that. My first autograph on Mix Sunday Morning.
Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank God good.
Well, I wanted to leave this last segment a little impromptu. And like I told you before we started the show, I don't script this show at all.
Okay.
The parts that I have the authority, I guess, to do it. There were three individuals this week that I had the awesome opportunity to witness to guide to, that somehow picked me to come to me to help them in their situation for guidance. And all three of them were entrapped in today. I'll just put it that way. They couldn't, they had the blinders on and were so trapped in today. And in each one of them, it was funny because it was like a tape recorder. I could have recorded, repeat that God has a plan and he's already worked that situation out. You have to trust him. Brother Eddie, there are so many people out there. There are people listening today that are struggling in one form or the other. And What can you tell those people who are listening today? And not just today, but we're on Spotify now. This interview will go on Spotify. So there will be people who will be listening to this days, years down the road. If they are struggling, what is the Lord giving you to tell them?
There is hope. Where hope is, we don't have to be ashamed. If you understand this, without hope, no man can live. Hope, H-O-P-E. Understand it like this. Having only positive expectations.
Amen.
Having only positive expectations. So what do you want your life to be? What do you want to see the fruit of your whole existence? What do you want to see in life? What do you expect? You know, if you have low expectations, you'll stay on the low side, the depressed side, the sick side, the sad side, the sinful side. But understand this, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So I'll tell you this. There's two things you've got to know. There is a God, and you're not him. You can't save yourself. Eternity is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Who do you want to spend eternity with? What do you want your life to be while you're alive? I'm going to tell you, when God moves in, sin moves out. They both can't stay in the same house. That's why in John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again. I mean, start all over again. If you're at a bad place in your life, look up to the good God. Charles Spurgeon said this, a good thing is not a good thing when it's not in its right place. So we can't do good and hopefully receive good from a good God, because there's no good in man. None righteous, no, not one. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. But God sent his Son, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he changes us from a sinner to a saint. So if you ain't a Christian, it's because you're still in the ain't category. So submit, give God your life, and watch what he'll do, and you'll never be ashamed to call yourself a Christian.
Amen. Well, Brother Eddie, thank you for taking the time again this morning to share your life, your testimony, your poems.
Thank you.
To share the word of the Lord.
Can I advertise my book a little bit?
You can, yes, sir.
Okay, it's called Words That Rhyme, Worth Your Time. It's a book of poetry. There's about close to 40 poems in there, my testimony and different things. But you can get it on Amazon or Kindle, or you can get it from me. And my phone number is 205-516-3427. I live up in Chelsea. I would love to share my testimony with your church. I would love to do whatever I can to reach God for in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Anyway, I thank you, Brother Craig, for having me. I love you all. God bless you good. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Eddie. Now, coming up, Carrie Jobe, The Blessing, right here on Mix Sunday Morning.